Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number three, Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle. We've talked Penn State, Maryland quite a bit already. 59-0 Penn State won its Big Ten opener on the road. Impressive showing from start to finish. We're coming back here now in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're going to hear from James Franklin now. His thoughts on all the different facets of the win. I think I mentioned it earlier. It's rare that you get James Franklin so complimentary after a game. But really in that moment without having the benefit of really pouring over film and seeking out negatives, which I'm sure they did over the weekend. He had a lot of positive things to say about his guys. We'll start with a quote from him. And the way this works is we're going to hear a quote from James and we're going to break it down ourselves. Just the overall performance of Penn State's team in a 59-0 win.
Thought it was probably one of the more complete games that we have played in our 6 years. Really kind of in all three phases. Played at a high level defensively. That team's been putting up a bunch of points against a bunch of different people, challenging schemes, challenging personnel, and our defense, you know, played lights out. Offensively, I thought Sean was on fire. Really handled being on the road for the first time in a Big Ten environment. I thought the environment there to start the game was challenging as well, and I thought we handled it really well.
So let's start with the part there saying Sean Clifford was on fire. You saw that from the stands. You saw that on the broadcast. You saw the way he was making throws. You saw a quarterback who was in rhythm from the outset. That's something that, you know, even in Trace McSorley's best games, there were always some cold streaks in there. And some of those cold streaks were right out of the gates. For Sean Clifford to be on fire from the first drive forward meant that he came out ready after a bye week. The additional prep time served him well. It didn't work against him. He made adjustments and it came out ready. He was ready for the road environment. He was ready for his first Big Ten game. There's a lot of stuff when he says Sean Clifford was on fire. There's a lot of positives built into that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he was just, again, so good and so effective from the moment he stepped onto the field. It was obviously his best game as a Penn State Nittany Lion. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Sure. But, you know, he got help from his receivers. I think sometimes when you view these guys, the way these guys play and the results that they get, you know, I think sometimes you don't put enough onus on the drops and the missed assignments and things like that, but there was really no bad news to spread around from this game. I mean, it was just simply a very good performance, and for Clifford, it was one that, you know, obviously he spent a lot of time during the bye week trying to correct some things, and they were absolutely corrected.
And he was seeing the game the way that he needed to see the game, and that included, I don't think he really got into that. I think maybe James gets into Sean Clifford. We'll hear more from that in a few minutes, but he was shifting protections. He was doing the things that don't show up on the stat sheet. So all that was good. Here's what he had to say, speaking to the performance, just about how well they prepared. But at the same time, preparing well doesn't necessarily mean anything. You don't always get what you want just by preparing well. Here's what he had to say about that.
Yeah, I think it's really rewarding. I mean, you know, I think the hard part when you're dealing with college age guys is, you know, they think life is fair, you know, that if you work hard, you're going to be rewarded, and you're not always, you know, but for building confidence, you know, with this team, it's great to see them rewarded, because I was very confident going to bed Friday night that the staff and the players and the trainers and everybody involved in the program, we maximized that bye week the way we should have, and we balanced time to work and time off the right way, and I thought we were fresh, and I thought we were excited, and I thought we were prepared fundamentally, scheme-wise, all of it. You know, we did get a few guys banged up out here. You know, hopefully we'll have all those guys back for next week, you know, but we'll see. But I think we came into this really confident, based on our preparation. That's what I talk to them about all week long is, you know, you talk about confidence. What is the key ingredient in confidence is preparation. You know, you want to do well on an exam, you study like crazy for a week and a half to 2 weeks before the exam. Exam takes care of itself. And it's the same way with football. And it's the same way with life.
I think somebody out there, probably somebody in Penn State's locker room or multiple somebodies, needed to hear what James Franklin went off on a tangent about, that even though you do things the right way, life's not fair.
Right.
So that's part of it. But, you know, there's just something more meaningful there, I think, to, you know, James Franklin being a really regimented, scheduled guy who doesn't really leave any stones unturned, puts a lot of methodology into all the things that he does. You look at the way that they handled their bye week, and you can kind of draw the conclusion that the methodology in this situation, it worked. They balanced all the things they needed to balance. They did some recruiting, the coaches did. They worked on themselves. They got scout team players work. They got they were able to review additional film from Maryland. They really took advantage of the extra time. Now, you know, James Franklin says life's not fair. Just because you did all that doesn't mean you're guaranteed anything. You could have done all that and put yourselves in the right position. If you're playing Ohio State, that's a little different story then too. But, you know, they came out, they prepared well, and they played like they knew they prepared well. Now, the trick, I guess, is to reach this level of preparedness and this level of confidence without the benefit of the bye week.
Yeah. The one thing I would say is that you look at I wasn't sure if we were rolling into another quote there or not.
A quote from you.
Yeah, right. You look at how they spend these bye weeks, and James Franklin's nuts. I mean, I don't know if you saw the recruiting video of him leaving in a helicopter from Lackawanna Community College on Saturday afternoon, but I mean, these guys just get after it, and getting after it during a bye week is usually recruiting related, but. There's also all that time to break down film, and Clifford gave a shout out to Jeb Lee and the film team the Penn State has that basically, you know, cuts up a lot of the video and can give you, okay, this is third and two from the opponent's 40. Let's look at all those plays inside the opponent's 40 on third and two. And they can really break down, obviously, to the second what went wrong on a play. And when you spend an entire off week looking at the things that went wrong and also, of course, enjoying the things that went right, more often than not, you're going to see a big boost in production, and Clifford certainly saw that on Saturday or Friday night, rather.
Well, now we will roll into another quote. This one on Sean Clifford. Now that we bring him up, what we saw from him in this game and the improvements, looking at the first three games to now.
Yeah, I think for a young quarterback, I think the extra time for the bye week was really valuable for him. And he does it the right way. Him and Will, really, you know, they're preparing at a really high level and doing the things that they need to do to be successful. The one thing that I was concerned about was the noise, and we made the noise louder than it ever could have been in the stadium, to the point where they lost their voices, the quarterbacks. But the point was made, and I thought we handled it really well. Because the other thing that happens is, you know, if this makes sense, everything just takes longer. So I want the plays in faster because it's going to take longer to get things communicated. You get more delay of games. The communication takes 2 or 3 seconds longer on the road. So I thought he did a really nice job. So I just think he was confident because of the amount of preparation he put in. And I think the way we handled practice with the noise, you know, they were very comfortable that the noise wouldn't be an issue for them.
So Sean Clifford really came to play. You hear James Franklin talking about, he made sure to throw Will Levis in there. Not that what he's saying about Will isn't true, but I think this is one of those Tommy Stevens situation where you can't compliment one quarterback and not compliment the other one just to make sure that you're out there and everybody's getting fair play and all that stuff. But I guess it's just a little peek behind the curtains, if you will, to how Sean Clifford approaches his job as Penn State's quarterback, and he takes it seriously. He prepares well, he prepares hard, and you know, as we're seeing over time, this was a big step forward. Preparing hard and doing all that work can allow him to play a little smoother, a little easier, a little bit more comfortable. You know, it's going to be more instinctive over time. And I think that's the exciting part about where Penn State is, about where Sean Clifford is that we've seen some really good things from him. And we're also seeing, you know, the fact that he's four games into his starting tenure and you're seeing some growth. There's a lot to still grow into yet. And this was obviously his best performance from top to bottom. Led the team in rushing. Again, I don't think it's the first time he's done that, if I remember correctly. But he's an impact player, and I think it's exciting to hear James Franklin talk about his preparation and all that stuff, and seeing it pay off, and knowing that we're just at the beginning of this road.
Yeah, exactly right. And you're starting to see again the little adjustments every week that you need to see out of a guy who's a first time starter. I mean, let's not forget about that too. He is just that, a first time starter, and the things aren't always going to be smooth. They're not always going to be perfect, but you need to continue to see steps in the right direction, Dustin, and we certainly have.
I'm just throwing this out there just because it's news. This isn't a news segment, but Purdue's injury report, you know, we're getting word of that as we're sitting here recording now. Rondale Moore out, Elijah Sindelar out. There's a few other guys who are out as well. This is going to be not a skeleton crew, but anytime you're losing your starting quarterback and you're losing, you know, one of the best playmakers in the Big Ten in the country in Rondale Moore, boy, it really tilts the advantage into Penn State's favor for their homecoming game. They're already returning home. It's another little check mark in the right column right for Penn State going into game two of the Big Ten season.
Yeah, this is a pretty beat up group. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I just don't know how. I mean, I didn't know if they were going to be able to compete with Penn State to begin with, and now they're going to have to do it with their backup redshirt freshman quarterback and no Rondale Moore. So, I mean, I just look at this injury report. There's a couple other guys out too, not names you would know, but names that Purdue fan knows as players who are usually on the first line of the depth chart. Dustin, they're a mess in the secondary. They're not this explosive juggernaut on offense that, you know, we thought they were going to be with Jeff Brohm. I don't know what they are, but, you know, they have not looked good. It's hard to envision them looking better now that they have to go on the road again with a redshirt freshman starting quarterback without one of the most explosive players in the country. So yeah. This game has fallen right into Penn State's lap as a now 24.5-point favorite and growing.
Yeah, and I think not that Penn State's going to look past these guys, but you do have at Iowa the following Saturday. We'll find out. I don't think we know as of yet.
Not yet. So if it's a night game, we'll find out on Monday. If it is not a night game, they can wait until Sunday to announce
that. Okay. Michigan at home for the whiteout. We're still waiting on that. And then at Michigan State after that. So we got the three-game stretch. The biggest thing that could be a benefit for Penn State is if they're able to get some starters out of the game late against Purdue. We'll see what happens. We got one more segment to go from James Franklin here and what he had to say about Maryland coming up after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.